Kinnan Ramadala is a kinnan sometimes we skip here in Yeshiva. Talks about Zechariah HaNavi, which really is mentioned in passing in both Kinnan Yud Zayin and Kinnan Chavav that we mentioned before. The story of Zechariah is such a tragic story. Zechariah HaNavi got up in the base of Mikdash, and he was giving Moser, he was giving Tochacha to King Yoash for major aviras that he was doing. And Yoash did not take too kindly to the Tochacha that Zechariah was giving him. And Yoash commanded, gave the signal that the people there in the base of Migdash went and stoned Zechariah HaNavi to death. The Medrash in Koheles points out there were 7 avlos in that murder of Zechariah. Zechariah did nothing wrong. He was a naki, the Medrash says. He was a chash of a person. He was a kohen. He was a Navi, he was a Dayan. Not only those 4 aspects of Zechariah, but the Avera was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It was done on a Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. Those 7 factors together, the Medrash says, of such an Avra. Look how low Klal Yisrael sunk. That they would murder a Navi, a Naki, a Daya, Kohen, in the base of Migdash, on Shabbos, in Yom Kippur. Really, if you go through the history, it's really Nachan Avla. Yoash was one of the Malchi Yehuda that was almost wiped out, and he was kept alive by none other than Yehoyada HaKohen. Yehoyada HaKohen was the father of Zechariah. Yoash owed his life to Zechariah's family. Yet, when Zechariah got up in the Beis HaMikdash to give Tochacha to Yoash, which he deserved, despite the 7 factors the Medrash points out. Despite the fact that personally there was a kesher of Hakaras HaTov that Yoash owed to Zechariah, nevertheless they killed him in cold blood. And the story gets even more tragic. The blood of Zechariah boiled, no matter what Klal Yisrael did, when they realized later, obviously it's such an avla what they did, the blood wouldn't stop boiling. The blood wouldn't go away. The stain of that blood, and more than just the stain, it was alive, it was boiling, it was nais, couldn't be washed away. No matter what Klal Yisrael did, physically or spiritually, whatever tshuva they did, for 250 years, that spot in the base of Mikdash Nazara, the blood of Zechariah, stayed and continued to boil. Obviously, Klal Yisrael understood this was a big taina on them. Comes 250 years later, Nebuzaradan comes to conquer the base of Mikdash. Gemara in Gittin tells the story of Zion and Beis. And he sees the blood boiling. He asks, what's pshat? What's going on here? So first, the kinnan will explain how Klal Yisrael tried to hide it. They're embarrassed by it. So, the Dam of Karbanos, But he saw that wasn't pshat. And he pressed him further. And they admitted, oh yeah, the dam of a Navi that was killed here in Beis HaMikdash. And Ziradin comes, so he was a murderer. But he went and shechted thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, all different, young and old, Chachamim, Taharim, shechted them, killed them, to revenge this blood of Zechariah. Even then, the Kinnah says, the blood didn't stop boiling. It was only when the Zeradin threatened to wipe out all Klal Yisrael to revenge such a thing, the blood stopped boiling. Such a tragic story. Story of the Korban. Pashas, if you were writing a Kinnah to describe this, the focus would be, look how low Klal Yisrael sunk in those times. Look what they did. They killed the Navi Hashem in the base of Mikdash. But that's not exactly how Yehuda HaLevi, the Kuzari, writes at the beginning of his Kinnah. He writes, Yom HaChapri Hechbarati Yichbu Avonai V'sholchi Yod B'dam Navi. He writes in the first person. He writes it not remorting the tragedy of what happened back then. The Daik Lashon of the Kinnah, Yehuda HaLevi puts it on us. V'sholchi Yadi B'dam Navi. How could the Kinnah write that we killed the Navi? We wouldn't have done that. Assume the pshat is on Tisha B'Av, when it's a day of Musar, a day of growth. Just like we say, Kol Dor She'ein Beis HaMikdash Nivna B'Yamav, Se'ilu Nechra B'Yamav. That's true. We understand about the Averos spoken about before, Sin Asina. But Tzua Din, all these Averos of the Korban, all these kinnahs that we're reading about, the tsaros that happened, and the sibos, the causes of them, that's also on us. How can we say our hands are not free of that blood, that we wouldn't shoot a messenger who gives tochacha that we wouldn't like? And the Mela, when we read about the tsaros and what happened, we see the references in Kinyan Zion before, Klal Yisrael screams out in pain of all the suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer back is, what about Zechariah HaNavi? That's something not just on them, that's something on us. And we have to appreciate the gravity of such a tragedy, the gravity of such an Avera, and to realize, mentioned before from the Peleoids, if not just the Gabi, the mourning, we could do a little bit to connect with the mourning, but to connect a little bit with the Averos of the Korban, which are not just their Averos, it's our Averos, and we could be Gomer to become a little bit better in our Benom Chavero, Kabbal Tochacha. As it's Hashem, that should be a schus, that the tzaros, the blood should stop boiling, and it should be zocheh, like we just read in the Kinnah before, the Yeshuvi Yerushalayim.